Hey, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast, where we spotlight political figures shaping America's narrative coast to coast.
And I'm Leah. Today, we're heading to the industrial heartland to discuss Michigan's 11th District Representative, Haley Stevens, a lawmaker whose career was forged in the crucible of a national economic crisis.
That's a dramatic way to put it, Leah, but it's not an overstatement. Before she ever ran for office, she had a front row seat to one of the most critical economic interventions in modern history. Tell us about her background.
Haley Stevens grew up in the Detroit suburbs, so the auto industry was always a part of her life. After college, she went to work in economic development and eventually landed in the Treasury Department during the Obama administration. In 2009, as the nation was reeling from the financial crisis, she was tapped, while still in her mid-20s, to serve as chief of staff for the Presidential Task Force on the Auto Industry. This was the team led by Steven Rattner, tasked with managing the monumental bailout and restructuring of General Motors and Chrysler. She was in the room for the high-stakes decisions that directly saved hundreds of thousands of Michigan jobs and prevented the collapse of the American automotive sector. This experience is the cornerstone of her political identity.
To have that kind of responsibility at such a young age is remarkable. After leaving the White House, did she stay in government?
No, she transitioned into a role that was a logical next step, focusing on the future of manufacturing. She went to work for a digital manufacturing and design innovation institute based in Chicago. Her job was to create national workforce development programs, essentially trying to solve the problem of how to train workers for the high-tech automated factory floors of the 21st century. So she went from saving the old line auto industry to building the foundation for its next evolution. This combination of crisis management and forward-looking industrial policy became the perfect platform for a congressional run back home in Michigan.
And she ran in 2018, which was a big year for Democrats. How did that background play out on the campaign trail and in her work in Congress?
It was central to her success. She ran for an open seat in a historically Republican suburban district and successfully flipped it. Her message was that she was a pragmatist who understood the real-world economy, not a typical politician. In Congress, she secured committee assignments that are a perfect match for her expertise, the Committee on Science, Space, and Technology, and the Committee on Education and the Workforce. These positions allow her to work directly on the issues she's most passionate about. On the Science Committee, she's involved in shaping federal policy on everything from research and development funding to artificial intelligence. On the Education and Workforce Committee, she focuses on job training, apprenticeships, and STEM education programs.
So what does that look like in terms of specific legislative priorities? What is she trying to accomplish for Michigan?
Her legislative work is very focused. She has been a major champion for strengthening domestic supply chains, especially in critical technologies like semiconductors and electric vehicle batteries, which are vital to the auto industry. She advocates for policies that bring manufacturing jobs back to the U.S., and is a vocal supporter of federal investment in research and development to ensure America doesn't fall behind technologically. A key part of her agenda is also workforce development, pushing for more funding for skilled trades programs and partnerships between community colleges and local businesses. Her entire approach is about ensuring that Michigan, and the country as a whole, is prepared to lead in the next generation of global manufacturing.
That's our profile for today. Thank you for listening to the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. You can find show notes for this episode and all our past profiles on our website, pointedwords.com. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.